662-704-0630. Again, 662-704-0630.
And until our next broadcast, remember, the devil has not forced a chain that the power of God cannot break. Until our next broadcast, God bless you. From Bishop Kenny Townsend
and Minister Mildred Townsend.
Tell somebody, say, you stand. Get on it.
Hi, this is Pastor Arthur LaValle with Kingdom Life Fellowship Community Ministry, welcoming you to another opportunity to transform your life. Did you know that you possess the power and the responsibility to determine your future and destiny? Did you know that you are the sum total of the choices and decisions you make every day? However, the ability for you to make the right decisions for a life that will lead to your God-given destiny depends on your quality of knowledge. Self-development demands self-discipline. It is our desire to see your life transformed by the messages on these broadcasts. Prepare to receive as we join this opportunity to grow and expand, as we inspire you and motivate you to achieve your greatest in God's purpose for your life. Sit back now and listen to a message that is designed to destroy ignorance and empower you to become an effective human on this planet as you inspire others to reach their maximum potential. Let us join the seminar in progress.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Praise your holy name, Father. What a mighty God you are, Father. We just come on this broadcast today, Father, and just give you glory and honor and acknowledge you in all our ways, Father, and ask that you would direct our paths, Father. And Lord, we just thank you for your grace and your mercy and your love, Father. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So we enter your gates, Father, with praise, and we come, Lord, with saying thank you. Thank you, my Father, for all that you've done for us. Thank you for all that you're revealing that you have done for us. And not only that, Father, but thank you most of all, Lord, that you are manifesting what you have done for us and our lives here on earth, my Father. Thy kingdom come. And your will be done in our lives, right here on earth, just as it is in heaven, Father. And Father, we'll be careful to make sure that we give you all of the glory, all of the honor, and all of the praise, because this is your kingdom. We're the sheep of your pastor. We are your children. We belong to you, Father. Our lives are in your hands, Father. You're the Alpha, and you're the Omega. You're the one who begun us, Lord. You are source, our Father. You are source, and you are sustainer, my Father. Not only are you the source of our lives and the beginning of our life, but, Father, hallelujah, you're the finisher. And we thank you, my Father, that you have begun a good work in us, the Alpha, that you will complete it, Father. You're the Alpha and the Omega. And as always, my Father, we'll make sure that we give you all the credit, all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise. Once again, for thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory, now and forever. Now, Father, I would ask, Lord, that you would use these lips of clay to minister to your people, my Father, to share with them, my Father, what you have for them, Lord. Use me, my Father, for your glory, my Lord. Thank you. Holy Spirit, I give you me. Speak through these lips of clay to minister to our needs. Speak life. I'm reminded of what the Lord told the prophet. Can these dry bones live? Yes, yes, Lord. Yes, Holy Spirit. Yes, they can live. Now speak through these lips of clay and prophesy life, Father, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Hey, once again, mighty men and mighty women of the Most High God, what an honor and what a privilege it is, as always, to be able to come into your homes and your automobiles through this radio broadcast and share with you all the gospel of Jesus, and most important, the gospel that he preached. What's the gospel of Jesus? That's all the good news about our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. What's the gospel that he preached? All of the kingdom of heaven is available to you right now. Not in the sweet by and by, right now. If you come to the knowledge of it, if you would not only hear this word but receive it, it not only will be among you, it'll get on the inside of you. Or it won't manifest itself on the earth all of a sudden. No, it's little by little. But if you have received what God has to say, it'll not only be among you, but it'll be in you. And boy, that's the hope of glory. Hallelujah. I was talking with my family on prayer line, man. The subject matter of their prayer line for this time, man, for this season is, man, you know, Hebrews chapter 6. For our hope is in the Lord. Hallelujah. Our hope is in him. In other words, man, you don't hope for that which you already have. But if you don't have it yet, you know, you keep on hoping. That's the hope that we have. That all that he called us to, all that he has in store for us, all that our eyes have not seen and our ears have not heard, nor either has it entered into our hearts and minds, all those great and mighty things that our Father has done for us and that he has for us. And my family and I always say it this way, becoming who we already are. Paul said it this way, the Apostle Paul. He said, I have not yet apprehended, but one thing I do. I forget those things that's behind me, and I keep pressing on toward those things that are before me. That I might know, boy, what is the hope of his calling and exceeding greatness of the power that's available to all of us through that resurrection of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Oh, yeah, we just becoming. Because, why? He is the Alpha, and he is the Omega. And he who have begun a good work on the inside of us, he going to complete it. Do you know what he's doing in the earth today? He's bringing men and women into the knowledge of that. What, Arthur? What he doing? What he done? That's what the kingdom of God is. The kingdom of God is what God is doing. Not what we're doing. This is the kingdom of God. The kingdom of God, I say it again, is not what we're doing, but it's what God is doing. And not only what God is doing, but the way he's doing it. Jesus said it this way, seek ye first the kingdom of God. And all these things, what things? Everything that you have need of that pertains to life and godliness, all them things be added unto you. Seek first what God is doing and his way of doing what he's doing. And all of the kingdom of heaven will start being manifested not only in our lives, but on this earth. See, before it can be manifested on the earth, it got to be manifested in the earth. If it reaches prayer correctly, you know it says, this thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. In earth means it's in us. In our spirits, in our soul, in our bodies. And when it get in there, and we realize that that's where it operates from, and that's how it operates from, then it not only come from our spirit, man, that's on the inside of us, or our soul that's on the inside of us, but, man, it'll relay it to this body, and our bodies are manifested on the earth. What? The kingdom of heaven. Do you pray it? Don't you pray it all the time? Thy will be done in earth. In us, how? Just as it is in heaven. You've been praying it all your life. And God been answering and saying, yes, 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 yes.
Yeah. All we have to do is to just receive it. That's all we have to do.
Just receive it. Listen. God got a word for us today, and if you hear this word, I promise you, your life will never be the same. I don't know what it is. I just sense it in my spirit. I'm just a messenger. And I say this to you all the time. Listen, don't just listen to the messenger. Listen to the message. Because God sent the messenger, but boy, what's more important than the messenger is the message that God sent through the messenger. The messenger, that's all, just a messenger. Just like John the Baptist. I'm just a messenger. Just like the disciples. I'm just a messenger. Just like all of the clergymen, man, we're just a messenger. Just like all of you all, you're just a messenger. And if we don't, anytime you share with somebody, you're just a messenger. So boy, what's more important than the messengers are the messages. And boy, if you hear the message through this broadcast, and then it gives you everlasting life. And you will know that you 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 know. You're going to make me preach in here today, baby. Listen, you will know that you know that you know that everything is all right. Because right? You will know this, well, that your life is in his hands. And, baby, he got you. Even when it don't seem like it, even when it don't look like it, even when it don't feel like it, even when it ain't like it, baby, he's got us, glory to God. He ain't never going to leave us. He ain't never going to forsake us, man. I don't care, boy, what the deal is. I don't care if you're on the mountaintop or the valley low. I don't care if you're a billionaire or you ain't got a quarter in your pocket. I'm talking about a father, boy, our source and sustainer, who would not only be the source of our life, but he'll sustain us, man. He'll take care of us. He'll provide for us. He'll heal us. He'll deliver us. He'll save us. In fact, man, I hear the Holy Spirit, boy. Here go the message. Did you know or do you know that all of us, every man, every woman, every boy, and every girl, do you know that we are already saved? Did you know that we are already healed? Did you know that we are already delivered? Did you know that we're already provided for? He who have begun a good work on the inside of us, he's going to complete it. You know what your Bible say in the book of Isaiah chapter 46, verse 9 and 10? He say, God speaking. He say, hey, fix this in your mind and in your heart. I'm God. And that day and time, I had a whole bunch of them want to be God that day. But he said, there's this, and I'm God, and there's none like me. In fact, I show you that there's none like me. I declare the end from the beginning. And then he said, went on to say, boy, and my accounts are going to stand. Know what he's saying? He said, let me tell you something, how bad I am, said the Lord. I finish with your life first. I declare the end. In the beginning. I show you, let me say it another way. I show you the end first. And then I'll begin your life. You know, God showed you the end already. You read our Bibles, people. He showed us the end. In fact, let me show you in the Bible how it is. Isaiah 46, verse 9 and 10. God say, I'm God, and there's none like me. I declare the end from the beginning. I finish first, and then I start. Let me show you what he's talking about. My favorite scripture, man, in the Bible, most powerful scripture, I think, in the Word of God. All of them powerful, but, boy, this is my favorite. Genesis chapter 1, verse 26, man, all the way through the end of that chapter and all the way through the rest of chapter 2. But my favorite one is Genesis 1, 26 through 31. And God said, I ain't talking about Isaiah and Moses and Jacob. And I ain't even talking about Peter, James, and John. I ain't talking about my brother Arthur. I ain't talking about Bishop so-and-so and Pastor who this. And he, I ain't talking about all of that. I'm talking about what God said. And this is what God said. God said, let's make man just like us in our image. Same character, same nature, image. In our image, so they look just like us in character and in nature and in behavior and in thoughts and in every area. And not only that, but let's not only make them in our image, but let's make them in our likeness too. Let's make them just like us. Talk like us, think like us, function like us, rule and reign like us, be kings and queens. Just like us. ruler.